Welcome. Today, we're discussing the fascinating world of AI and a particularly intriguing model called HRM. It's making waves, but not for the reasons you might think.
Oh, I've heard whispers. It beat some big names in the ARC-AGI benchmark, right? Opus 4, GPT 4.5, even O3, David versus Goliath stuff.
Exactly. But it's not about size. HRM is tiny, a mere 27 million parameters, compared to the giants like Claude or Gemini, clocking in at trillions. We're talking a thousandfold difference. You and I couldn't run those behemoths on our laptops, right?
No way. So how did this little guy pull it off? Especially impressive. No pre-training. Didn't it get any data to learn from? Most LLMs are stuffed with trillions of tokens during pre-training. Like the whole internet.
That's the key difference. Those large language models, your GPTs, Claude's, they're foundation models, trained on a massive dataset, ready to handle anything you throw at it. Translation, code, legal advice, even pop culture trivia.
So HRM isn't a foundation model, but it still aced the ARC-AGI test.
Precisely. HRM excels at logical puzzles, demonstrating intuition, the core of AGI, artificial general intelligence. It's not trying to be a jack of all trades like those foundation models. It's a specialist.
Got it. A specialist. So, not a replacement for our everyday LLMs, but a step forward in a different direction, towards actual thinking machines.
Exactly. Now, how does it work? HRM uses a dual recurrent loop system, inspired by the brain's neural oscillations. Imagine two loops, one fast, one slow, working together. It's not predicting the next word like a transformer model. It's actually reasoning.
Whoa, reasoning. That's a big deal. But didn't RNNs fall out of favor? Why go back to them?
Good question. Transformers became dominant because they scale so well. Bigger model, better performance. But we've hit a wall. Performance is plateauing. HRM shows that RNNs, with their unique architecture, might hold the key to better reasoning, something transformers struggle with.
I see. Interesting. But pre-training remains a challenge for RNNs, right?
Yes. That's the hurdle. Transformers can be trained in parallel on tons of data. RNNs haven't caught up there yet. But think about it. HRM achieved those impressive results with only 1,000 examples. Imagine what it could do with more data. Better training methods?
Mind-blowing. So, two takeaways. RNNs might be back in the game, and we need to rethink our approach to AGI. It's not just about bigger models. It's about how they learn, how they think.
You got it. It's an exciting time to be following AI. Who knows what the future holds? Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next time with more fascinating insights from the cutting edge of AI. Don't forget to subscribe and share.
Goodbye.